Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Voice of the Titans, Mike Heath, joins us now. Mike, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Your initial thoughts about the Titans schedule when you saw it?
The first thing I thought was November might be the toughest month in franchise history. Playing at Dallas, you get an extra day to come home and get ready for New England, and then you've got two road games in the division at Indianapolis and at Houston. So two Monday night games, both of those on the road, and you know, just a whole, those four games are just pivotal. I think the fact that you have Indy and Houston right together in November, and that you have Houston and Jacksonville right together in September, those are two huge two-game stretches overall. And, you know, I just think opening at Miami, too, that's not been a place where the Titans have historically played all that great. So hopefully we'll somehow be able to change that.
The thing that stuck out to me, I really liked about the schedule, Mike, is the last four out of five at home. And that's, you know, that puts you in position if you're fighting for a playoff spot for a good run, or maybe you're looking for momentum. I really liked that part of it.
Yeah, you're rewarded. I mean, obviously, the first seven games, it doesn't relent. I mean, you go at Miami, Houston, at Jacksonville, Philadelphia, at Buffalo, Baltimore, and then you play in London against the Chargers. And then you go into that November that I talk about. But in December, because you play at Nissan Stadium four times, you've got a chance to make some hay. And the one road game is against a team that's picking second in this draft, the Giants. So if you can survive the first 11, if you can be in pretty good shape, you're absolutely right. You have the opportunity, not because they're easy opponents, but because right. You're at home. You've got the opportunity to do something special down the stretch.
Mike Heath, voice of the Titans, with us on 3HL.
Mike, the other thing that I liked about it was the three prime time games, even though two of those are on the road. It's been a long time since the Titans have been put in that spot that often.
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right, Dawn. It's been a long time, and, you know, it does make it a little bit inconvenient. Having, you know, the dream of most NFL employees is to have 16 12 o'clock games. But if you're going to be in the middle of this thing, if you're going to be one of those teams that is talked about in December and on into January, you've got to be in primetime, because that indicates that you're a playoff contending team. Last year, obviously, we were a playoff team. And the point, too, with how the situation is being done in week 16, our game with Washington could very easily be primetime. And remember, too, in weeks 11 through 17, we've got the opportunity to be flexed in some of those. So, you know, we could end up with four, maybe even five primetime.
Wow.
As the schedule was released, Mike, and everybody was looking at the strength of schedule numbers, Titans show up as second easiest behind the Texans. But the crazy thing about the NFL is the landscape of who's good and who's not good changes so fast. You know, second easiest strength of schedule may not mean anything at all in 2018 in most cases.
That's 100% right. And I think you look at Miami, they had a bad year last year, but they were a playoff team the year before. Houston has the injury to Deshaun Watson, or they're certainly not, you know, a lower dwelling team. I think overall, too, Indianapolis, if they get Andrew Luck back, that's a difference. And the Jets and Giants are not going to be as bad as they were a year ago. So that to me is one of the most misleading statistics, because this league changes so dramatically year to year. You just never quite know. And I think it's pretty safe to say that this schedule of opponents will have a winning record, will have better than a 500 record in 2018. I have no doubt about that.
Titans and Chargers in London, an interesting travel opportunity for Titans fans, and an interesting travel opportunity to present itself for the team as well.
Yeah, excited about that. You know, and those trips, however, there's a perception that you go over for a week like it's a bowl game. You really don't. Yeah. You'll go over the end of the week, and how it works is kind of like an extended West Coast trip. So it's going to be a big challenge, and then you have the challenge when you come back, because you're flying sort of back in time to a certain extent, and then you've still got to work early in the week and get things straight and hopefully make some progress there. I'm just so glad the bye comes the week after, because I think we will badly need it after ending the first seven games of the season with the trip to London. And, you know, it's the exact same bye weekend we had last year.
Hmm. You mentioned West. The team doesn't go West this year after spending, you know, a big chunk of time out there. The farthest West they go this year, what, Dallas, Texas?
Yeah, I'm very sad. I really am. The West Coast trips are never easy. The other thing you look for, too, is you look for, do you have to go West in the preseason? Because those are always night games. And not only do we not have to go West in the preseason, but we go, one of our two preseason games on the road is at 3 o'clock Central Time in the afternoon at Pittsburgh. So we're only going to have one bad trip coming back from Green Bay very, very late at night. So that's absolutely a blessing as well.
Mike Keith with us, voice of the Titans, talking about the Titans schedule, which was released last night. That game at Miami to open the season, you know, you'd rather open up at home, wouldn't you, Mike? But on the road, I've already seen, and so you can write this down in Sharpie, the Titans are 1-point favorite in Miami.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I wonder how somebody could determine that, but that's great.
Yeah.
We've opened
pre-draft
the last...
Right. Yeah.
Pre-cuts.
Pre-camp. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've opened the last two seasons at home and lost. And the 2 years before that, we opened on the road. Actually, the 3 years before that, we opened on the road and won. So, you know, I'm superstitious. So there's a part of me, I mean, I always like to be at Nissan Stadium, but I guess for our purposes, it's probably better we're starting on the road. I just wish it was somewhere other than Miami, because that's just been a place historically we have just not played. Even when we've won, we haven't played great. So maybe we'll turn that around.
Gosh, I remember Steve McNair and Sam Madison having a little duel down there.
Yeah, that was 1999. That was Sunday Night Football, 17-0. That was not great. We lost to one of the Heward brothers that night.
Oh, man. I didn't remember that. Madison had three picks, though, right?
Yes, he did. Thanks for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
I think the Miami game that stands out for me the most, Mike, is when Aaron Elling went down there and just kicked and punted, and then what, they fired him on the way home because, you know, everybody was coming back the next week.
That was the Hurricane game. That was the game they moved up a day, and we had to go down on Friday afternoon, and Craig Hendrick tweaked his back or his neck in warm-ups, and so they were having punting tryouts. like it was high school, because one of the guys we saw down on the field punting, I'm like, why is Donnie Nicky kicking the ball?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, really. I mean, they had guys, and so they had Aaron Elling try it, and he did such a great job and kicked well as well that they gave him a game ball, because Joe Nedney had just gotten hurt. And so Aaron Elling kicked for that one game until Gary Anderson could get there on Monday to replace him. We had to get Gary Anderson out of the creek somewhere in Colorado or Minnesota or Manitoba or wherever it was.
He was fly fishing.
Far. Yes.
He's got a guy on hold talking about white walls. He'll get back to you.
Yeah, right.
Well, Mike, hey, we appreciate the perspective, and I was very excited about the schedule until you told me November could be the toughest month looking at it at this point in franchise history.
Well, I think it's pretty difficult, but that's fine. I mean, that's what you get in this for. You understand what the challenge is going to be, and, you know, you got to beat some people if you're going to do it. And so I think it just crystallized to everybody in the building what the task at hand is. And, you know, knowing that next week we've got a voluntary mini camp and the big draft party Thursday night at the stadium. And, you know, it's all starting to crank up now. So once you see the schedule, it's as if it becomes real. And now after seeing this schedule, it's as real as it gets.
Mike Heath, he is the Vought. But don't look for Mike at Vought on Twitter. That's not him. That's Veronica
Ott. Well, you can. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to find him. You're going to find Veronica Ott, who is a private individual and who has locked down her account. She's got 13 followers.
I know, but we got to talk to her, Vought. We got to get that account
we need
for
to put,
you.
We need to put Vought and Vought on at the same time. Get Veronica Ott
yeah,
on the show.
I would love to interview her and see what's going on in her life.
Sure. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
Have a great weekend. Thanks.